You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. High Hopes, Jackie Baseball Report coming up in a moment. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. What is the first role you think of when you think of James Earl Jones, Darth Vader, or Terrence Mann? 86.7% say Darth Vader. Now,
wrong.
What I would say is
wrong.
I don't know if everybody
absolutely right.
I don't know if everybody remembers that Terrence Mann was the name of the character in Field of Dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. Why'd you put Field of Dreams on there? It's such a big movie.
He should have.
Well, why do you have to?
Well, because I don't. Luck.
I don't know.
I think if you put Field of Dreams, we would have gotten up to 25%.
Would have been a little closer, I agree.
A little bit closer.
But I wanted to present fairness because I'm not saying Star Wars.
All right, Mr.
I said Darth Vader. You know what I mean?
Speaking of James.
Also, Terrence Mann is the Clippers guy, right, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, he did. Yep. Play for the Clippers.
He is. Different guy.
Yeah.
Different guy. One guy, fake guy.
Yeah, they couldn't get him back in the Harden deal.
Correct. Well, they made it seem like they wanted him. By the way, for next question today, you know, speaking of James Earl Jones, and speaking of our inability to know who is dead or alive, is the winner of next question gets a pair of tickets to go see the Phillies and the Mets tomorrow at CBP. You can buy tickets at Phillies.com. And you get a pair of tickets to the Bite for the Fight Food Festival, which supports the Fight on McKenna Foundation. Great event happens every year. It is Saturday at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. I will be there trying as much of the food as I can try. For more information for tickets, visit biteforthefight.com. So for next question, we will give you a celebrity, and you have to say whether that celebrity is alive or dead.
Very simple game.
And by the way, our listeners have been undefeated so far. We are very, very bad at it,
yeah.
but you apparently are not. Speaking of the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, it is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. That's done.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
Love that.
Love the new intro.
Yeah. CNN Fritz.
You know me.
Yeah.
You know me.
Picking sides?
Nope. No. Right down the middle.
All right. Okay.
Right down the middle. No sheep here.
Okay.
So we have a new leadoff hitter tonight.
That lasted one game with
Bryce.
Lasted
one game with Bryce in the leadoff spot. The leadoff hitter tonight is Harrison Bader, baby.
All right. I mean, Bader's a good team guy. We'll hit there if the team wants him to. Not everybody will hit leadoff if it's best for the team.
Well, they gave it a shot.
Sometimes, one game, sometimes when you get asked to hit leadoff, you go up there and you purposely don't do what you're supposed to do as a leadoff hitter so you don't have to do it again.
Wow. Are you trying to overcompensate for the open?
You know what happened last night.
I think they want to try something else. 390 OBP since he's been a Phil.
One game is unbelievable with Bryce. One game is unbelievable.
He didn't really give it a try.
No, it's weak.
It's a college try.
Yeah, I was going to say he gave it the college try.
Yeah, the Jack college try.
What does that mean?
It means you didn't try very hard. Yeah.
I tried hard, but once I realized I wasn't going pro, I kind of hung him up.
What, freshman year?
Yeah. Within the first week. I was like, yeah, this isn't going to work out the way that I thought.
I'm a little disappointed in Bryce.
Again, we don't know what happened. We don't know what happened.
They put him in leadoff. He went 0-for-4.
Right.
And some of the at-bats were four pitches, three pitches.
We kind of do know what happened.
Yeah.
What's next? The contract extension?
Well, I don't know. He said, it's funny, beginning of the year, he's like, you know, I'm comfortable hitting anywhere 2-4, but mostly just 3. Basically. I don't know. I think it's weak, but whatever. Yeah. Bader's a real team guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I do love Harrison Bader. Yeah. Speaking of Bader, so I missed this yesterday, but what do you think about this kind of messaging from him? Now, this is before the game yesterday, so just this isn't like after the game, whatever. What do you think about the way that he presented this yesterday?
How much do you think what happened at Citi Field will carry over to this week in terms of getting payback, in a sense?
What happened to Citi Field?
They swept you guys.
Oh. Hey, I don't know. I don't really remember that too well. I think what we got today is, you know, another chance to go out there and play our game on our home turf, which we love doing in front of our home fans, and we're going to do our best to just give them a really good show. So, yeah, I don't know. The season's so long at this point that you really kind of forget about what happened in the past and really just put your best foot forward for today.
If it was somebody else, I wouldn't like it. Bader's not scared of playing at Citi Field. But Bader's not, and by the way, he's also not in a position on the team to say something like how we performed was unacceptable. I don't think Bader, he's been here for 3 weeks,
or a month.
I don't think he can say anything different than what he said.
Yeah, and he doesn't have the same feeling about playing in New York as the other guys do.
No, he's
he didn't lose in the series last year.
No, he was on the Mets last year.
Yeah, he played for the Mets.
So I don't. It doesn't bother me at all. What bothered me from Harrison Bader yesterday was turning into the Brycey Hustle on the base paths and like just two unacceptable dumb moments from him. But that didn't bother me.
It didn't bother me. I just think it's. I wonder if that's how they all are internalizing the Mets series. Uh-huh. Like,
and they should.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they should internalize it. Listen, until they actually get the opportunity to go back up there, hope it's not this year.
Yeah.
But until they get the opportunity. A
couple years from now.
Yes, until they get the opportunity to go back up there.
2028.
There's nothing they can do about the sweep or, what is it, seven straight losses up there?
I think it's up to eight.
Is it up to eight? Something like that?
So they got swept earlier in the season, which was three.
And they got swept this time.
And then lost two.
So it's eight. Nothing they can do about it except win when they get a chance to go back up there. They get the luxury of the long baseball season, immediately jump into another series, and having good fortune. They just erased it out of their mind.
Yeah.
We lost three games. It don't matter. Yeah.
Well, because if you dwell on it, it can affect,
I totally agree.
Affect them.
Here's, I totally agree.
Here's the only issue is they can say it just fine until they get there.
Until they get there,
I agree. So if when they get there, they've also erased it from their mind, fine. But
you still got to produce.
Yeah, what my worry is they've erased it from their mind, and the minute they walk into Citi Field, they're like,
oh,
I forgot about this place. Can't have that. You
I
know?
Do want them to know that it's a thing.
Yes.
No, you don't.
I want them to at least a little bit of
you don't.
But we got to go out there. You know,
No, you don't. Fritz, I'm telling you, you don't want them thinking that. That just adds more pressure to them.
We don't like pressure.
Right? No.
Also,
I'm just simply saying you don't want. Listen, I'm trying to help the baseball squad.
I'm just saying
it's probably better for them that they erase it out their minds.
Also,
like we're not going to forget.
Also, Bader, like, give him a if he doesn't opt into the year or whatever the mutual option.
The mutual option.
Give him two or three. Yeah, I want him on the Phillies.
2 years, $24 million.
I want Harrison Bader.
We're extending everyone. We're extending JT.
Well, they're not going to have to pay the 27 salary anyway.
We're extending Bader. We're extending maybe Ranger with the Wheeler injury, and of course, Schwarber.
Pay everybody.
Although I will say, if it gets more than 130 with Schwarber, like $35 million plus a year gets a little out of control. I want Schwarber back as much as the next guy, but it is then you're starting to get some.
I think Cincinnati can afford 4 years, 120.
They can afford it. Yeah. I don't know if they'll do it.
Why wouldn't they?
I agree with you. I think they should. I don't know if they will.
He doesn't hit like this every year.
I'm saying for a desperate team like that.
Sure. Yeah.
They need the name. They need to sell to their fan base. They're trying to win.
Sure. And I think the Phillies should be careful. I am on team. Do it if it's right. Overpay a little. Don't go crazy.
Well, 3 years. You're more 3 years.
Yeah.
See, my contract's 4-120. Like, that's where I feel mostly comfortable at.
300.
Okay.
He's 32.
Yeah,
he's a DH.
$3 million a year.
Yeah, but he will age, I think, fine. It's not like he's playing the field. I mean, Poppy was doing it until
he's
38.
You're right, yeah.
You know.
He's not Poppy.
He's close to Poppy. During this current time?
This 1 year.
Well, he's had 48 home runs. He's had 38 home runs.
He had 48 home runs when he hit 190 something?
Well, he's hitting 243.
Well, okay.
If he's going to be Big Poppy, he needs to be postseason.
Well, yeah, he's got the fifth most home runs in postseason history.
He hasn't been Mr. Postseason here. He hasn't.
Not, he hasn't.
215-592-9494.
He hasn't.
He has the fifth most postseason home runs in the history of baseball.
Dude.
Well, did I miss all of them? Or are they all in Chicago?
Well, he's had big ones in Chicago.
Yeah. Hold on. Because I went through this.
He knows Spike has
numbers. Hold on. Schwarber. Against the Braves in 2023, he was 2 of 17.
He's not an NLDS
In 2022,
guy.
He was 0-7 against the 0-7 against the Cards.
Oh, God.
Also in 22, he was 1-13 against the Braves, and he had one hit against the Mets, not a hit after the first at-bat last
year. He's not an NLDS guy.
But let's...
He's a CS and a World Series guy.
Let's just...
Just tally the fifth most home runs in the world in postseason baseball history.
Great.
Now, one stat that I think Spike will like about this.
Yeah.
So, against the Mets, Brewers, and Mets, so the last three playoff opponents that teams are going to make the playoffs, Schwarber's won for his last 36.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to stop.
And the at-bats are not good.
One for 36 against playoff teams is an annoying trend. That was courtesy of Phillies Reddit, I saw today.
Well, like Trey has the spin-a-rooney, Schwarber has the on-one-knee swing.
He does have the on-one-knee swing. And
boy, has he hit a lot of bout balls 50 feet foul into the third deck. Oh.
That ball was launched last night.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, third deck.
Believe there's something about the whole
50
thing there. Yeah. He's trying a little bit too hard. And once he gets it, he'll be able to relax and just go back to being himself.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Now, one guy who we can always appreciate for how locked in he is Vic Fangio, who opened up his, his press conference with this today.
It is 11. Who would have thought Nola would pitch that good last night?
Ike thought Nola pitched that well last night.
Yeah.
He said six innings.
I did.
Whatever.
I did say two runs.
Yeah. So you actually doubted Nola.
Another downer.
I would have been happy with two runs.
Yeah.
And I would just blame the hit the batters.
Yeah. Of course. But Nola shoved last night.
He did.
I don't know.
How many strikeouts? Seven?
Seven, man.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Listen. It was 25 pitches after one.
Yes.
It was 50 after two.
Dude, he is good for a 30-pitch inning. He really is. Make you sweat.
I was like, wow.
Yeah. And there was a little chill in the ballpark last night, so the ball wasn't traveling.
A little bit. I noticed that when I took the dogs out last night. A little bit of chill in the air.
A little postseason feel.
Yeah, it did.
I think one of the reasons that Ike does like Aaron Nola so much is they both have a propensity.
A what?
Was that him?
Propensity.
Propensity?
Propensity? Propensity? Yeah. I was trying to set up a freaking drop and think of how I was going to do the cut.
Yes.
A lot going on back here. Who can forget when Ike did this?
Can I do the guy?
You want to talk about Fartgate?
Well, no. I want to have time to talk about Guy, and you got. Then we'll get to the rest of the farting in a second.
The important things.
Yeah, more farting coming up in a second after I tell you about Guy. I just got a picture from Mike and Dan who installed my front door. It looks good, buddy.
Uh-oh.
It looks good. Looks beautiful. So, and by the way, the installers could trust them at the house by themselves. I felt totally good about it. The front door looks great. The sliding patio door looks great. The windows look great. That is Guida. I took the step. We bought the house. I was like, these windows are 100 years old. Don't want to go through winter with these windows. You don't want to do it with yours either. Buy one, get one half off sale at Guida right now on all qualifying windows and doors. Every door and window you buy, you get the second one at 50% off. Mix and match them depending on what you need. Buy an entry door, get half off a storm door. Buy a patio door, get 50% off a window. Replace everything in your house, half of that is going to be 50% off. The more you need, the more you save. Start your project with no money down and up to 18 months to pay it off with no interest. This is a limited time. Restrictions apply. Call Guida today. Schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Just want to say, Mike and Dan, totally. So you have people in your house. You want them to be, you're like, I hope, they're respectful. They're very cool. So, and listeners as well.
Nice.
So, of the show.
Love to hear that.
Yeah.
So, yes, let's get back to Fartgate.
To Fartgate, yes.
This was last night after the game in the middle of Aaron Nola's post-game presser.
who was it?
So Devin Caney tweets out because she's on top of the most important.
By the way, it got Nola too, and like I've never seen Nola laugh.
He's never smiled.
No, and he was laughing. Yeah. Just proof that farts are funny.
Farts are always funny.
Yeah,
farts play. So Devin tweeted out. I asked a source inside the Phillies clubhouse if he knew who the clubhouse tutor was.
Come on, Devin. What are we?
I say tutor when talking to, Walker and Sutt. But anyway, he does know who the tutor was, but he would not reveal who the identity was. He did send a warning that it will happen again. Keep your ears open. So it's obviously Stubbs.
Stubbs. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
He's back, dude.
Stubbs is back with all kinds of music.
All kinds of music, and now he's farting in post-game press conferences.
No, I was saying that is music as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So they're going to win the World Series.
There you go. And Phil's Mets tonight, we will have leading off for you coming up in a little bit after right around 5:45. Phil's Mets game two of the series, 215-592-9494. Bree in North Philly, you're on WIP. Is it Bree or Bray?
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's up?
What's up, bro?
Hey, I've been waiting to talk to y'all. Hey, I'm glad you're in off because, hey, Ike, in our culture, they say don't talk about your friends in front of talk about your family in front of friends. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, but Elliot tripping. It's not a scheduled loss when you got Jalen. That's what I'm trying to make y'all understand. I get y'all be on him. His stats don't be what it's supposed to be. All that good stuff. But he wins the game.
Yep.
He puts us in winning positions. Do you not forget Saquon had his worst years with Daniel Jones?
Well, I didn't do that. I want to be clear. I didn't do that. Yeah, we lost him. I didn't do that. Saquon did have one pretty good year with Daniel Jones. He also had a horrible offensive line. I think Saquon rushed for 1,400 yards with Daniel Jones one year, the one best year he had, the 2021.
Was that his rookie year?
No, it was the year that, because he caught.
He had 2,000 total yards his rookie year.
Yeah, and he caught like 60 balls that year. Yeah. The other good year he had was the year where the Giants went to the playoffs, beat the Vikings.
The 22 season.
22 season. Yeah, 22 I said 21, 22 season. Yeah, 22 season, yeah. Yeah. But yes, of course, Saquon will be more successful here than he's with the
Giants. We knew the talent. Yeah, it was never a question about the talent in Saquon.
Yeah, and look, give Jalen some credit for it, but give the offensive line and Saquon credit for that.
Yeah.
Didn't get to give him a dead or alive. Furry Bruce in D.C. Furry Bruce here on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Thank you, baseball. How you guys doing today?
What's up?
What's up, Furry Bruce?
What's up, Wolfie?
nothing going on here. You know, I'm just I'm actually up in Philly right now. Hopefully, I can try to get to a game while I'm in town. We'll see what happens.
All right, Furry Bruce.
Yeah. So, y'all can't get off the furry thing.
No, never. 0% chance that's happening. Yeah.
I actually have a furry story to tell. I don't want to hold everyone up today.
Wow.
Okay. Next
Hopefully
time.
It's radio appropriate.
Yep.
No, it is for real. So, you know, talking about this, talking about baseball.
Okay.
Here's the thing that I love about the Phillies. I'm optimistic that if they make it to the World Series or they make it to the National or to the NLCS, I think it really comes down to how they lose.
Yes, I agree with you.
That's really what it comes down to. Yeah, I want them to win. Because on the other side, I feel, look, we got enough talent to win this thing. And one of the things that I've been complaining about all year long is Topper's leadership. That he has shown outstanding leadership. He's gotten Cassie on board and all these guys are going. Wow. So I think, but if they go into the playoffs and they lose the way they've been losing instead of fighting till the end of the day, that's what's going to be the problem for me. You know, they fought hard enough. They lost to a better team like Milwaukee. I'm going to tell you, you can pass Milwaukee. I just don't see how they could lose the World Series. My sights are set on them winning, period. But, you know, it's all about nuances on how they go out. So,
all right, Furry Bruce, are you ready to play alive or dead for next question today? I'll give you a celebrity. You tell me whether you think they're alive or dead.
Yeah. Okay. Throw one at me.
Okay. How about Angela Lansbury?
Oh my God!
Murder, She Wrote. Angela Lansbury.
Yeah, she was a star for. I'm going to say she passed away.
You're correct.
Murder, She Wrote.
Unbelievable! Yeah. Undefeated.
I kept the streak alive.
You
right?
did, Furry Bruce. Unbelievable! Our listeners have gotten every single one of them correct.
I think I'd have got that one right.
And we get every single one of them wrong.
Yeah,
every single one of them.
Who is she?
Murder, She Wrote.
Is that the one with Steve Martin? No, that's Murders in the Building. That's on Hulu.
No. Murder, She Wrote was a one-hour drama in the 80s. It was very popular.
Yeah. Angela Lansbury.
What are you talking about?
I hated that show.
You didn't like Murder, She Wrote?
No.
Oh.
Because of Angela Lansbury.
Really?
Yeah,
Well, she's dead. Give her a break,
Well, I'm just
man.
Saying, though, there was nothing really attractive about watching the show.
No, Angela Lansbury wasn't hot.
That's what I'm saying.
May she rest in peace.
That's what I'm saying.
She might have been a snack when she was young, though. I haven't seen some old, young Lansbury.
How old was she when she was doing the show? Was that her 30s or 40s?
I would have thought that was like 50s.
50s? Okay, yeah, that's what I thought, man.
All right, hold on. Let me look up Angela. I want to see what she looked like when she was young.
Like, to be like... I'm just saying, what was that? We weren't even teenagers then, right? We were
Bro.
Like not right back then. She wasn't that bad.
Yeah, right.
Right back then. Yeah.
When she was 22.
Yeah, wow, yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, 100, 150 years ago. Angela Lansbury was...
He's looking at her like, yeah, it's not bad. Yeah,
not enough people talk about prime Angela Lansbury.
Yeah, not bad.
I never thought I would say the phrase on the air, Angela Lansbury might have been a snack.
Yeah.
Ever. All right.
Snack season.
What is... may she rest in peace.
May she rest in peace. Yes, yes.
Jack, what's coming,
and prayers for her family.
What's coming up in the top five at five?
Situations at WIP that I'm monitoring.
Oh, yeah. I like this.
There's a big one.
All right. Is there?
Well, just more shocking audio.
Okay. All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.